Well, I'm going to have Mr. Walton, Freeholder Walton, on my show on Friday at 9 o'clock so we can talk more about it. We're going to take a break now, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon on Chamber.com in just a few minutes.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Donald Trump and Ted Cruz exchange insults over Cruz's upset delegate victory in two states. USA Radio's Joe Gomez.
GOP frontrunner Donald Trump continues to rail against the primary process after Senator Ted Cruz comes out on top in delegates in Colorado and Louisiana.
I end up winning Louisiana.
Since 2012. A top U.S. health official says the Zika virus is getting scarier as more is learned about it. The CDR's Ann Schuchat says the threat of the mosquito-borne virus is real and it's growing. In a White House briefing, Schuchat urged pregnant athletes to avoid traveling to Brazil for the Summer Olympics. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
Michigan Governor Rick Snyder accusing staff members of misleading him about the severity of water contamination in Flint. He says the real story on lead in the water was explained to him last September.
I get a briefing on the night before telling me that there really isn't a problem in Flint, that these outside experts aren't correct. And I get on the call and I push them and they tell me it looks like there is a problem.
The governor speaking yesterday at the Pancakes and Politics hosted by the Michigan Chronicle, describing his goals for Flint's recovery. He called it a humbling experience and faulted what he calls career bureaucrats for not investing in treatments to protect the city's lead pipes. A man in Daytona Beach is in jail for wanting 911 to save his reputation. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero explains.
Philip Chedge first called the emergency number when a convenience store said they would not sell him beer because he had stolen from them in the past. When police arrived, the store said it did not want to press charges and just wanted him gone. After being told not to call 911 unless it was a true emergency, the man went behind the store and called again while the police were still there. This continued several more times and included the police telling him to stop it, even going so far as hanging up on him due to his rudeness. He was eventually arrested while he was still on the phone. I'm Anthony Lucero.
And I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News. We're powered by USARadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right, Hunter, and it's 4 after the hour. It is April 12, 2016. Weather forecast from Weather Underground says 100% chance of precipitation. And showers this morning and partly sunny with a chance of showers this afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s. West winds around 10 miles an hour becoming northwest in the afternoon. Chance of rain 100%. Mostly clear tonight, patchy frost after midnight, colder with lows in the lower 30s. North winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunny and patchy frost in the morning tomorrow, highs in the upper 50s. North winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunny on Thursday, high around 60. Sunny and highs in the 60s on Friday the 15th. Sunny highs in the 60s on Saturday the 16th. And sunny highs in the 70s high on the 17th. Sunny on Sunday. That is Good Morning Hunterdon, Hunt Chamber Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon. HuntingTumorRadio.com. Crazy, isn't it? We have a freeze watch in effect all through tomorrow morning. So anything that you have outside, you're going to have to take care of. We've been talking over the last week about how the farmers have to take care of their fruit trees. Those blossoms, if they freeze, will have a negative effect on the crop, which we were expecting to get early. Very sad. It is Tuesday. We are having a good time here. And it's time for us to check and see about traffic. All right, check in HERTTMA.com for my alerts. You can do it, too. Just register with them, and they'll send you the alerts that I get. And the good news is it's quiet out there. That's good. Let's keep it that way. It's going to be rainy weather. It's going to be frosty weather, which means we could have some slippery spots this morning and tomorrow morning and tomorrow night, or actually tonight. Going in tomorrow morning, so you need to drive safe, sound, and smart. Good morning, Hunter and Hunchiver Radio Traffic. History from History.com for April 12, 2016. We start off with our lead story, which is 1861. The bloodiest 4 years in American history begins on this day when Confederate shore batteries under General P.G.T. Beauregard open fire on Union-held Fort Sumter in South Carolina's Charleston Bay. During the next 34 hours, 50 Confederate guns and mortars launched more than 4,000 rounds at the poorly supplied fort. On April 13th, U.S. Major Robert Anderson surrendered the fort, and 2 days later, U.S. President Abraham Lincoln issued a proclamation calling for 75,000 volunteer soldiers to quell the Southern insurrection. And so the Civil War begins. In 1770, on this fateful day, the British government moves to modify outraged colonists by repealing most of the clauses of the hated Townshend Act, initially passed on June 29, 1767. The Townshend Act constituted an attempt by the British government to consolidate fiscal and political power over the American colonies by placing import taxes on many of the British products brought by Americans, including lead, paper, paint, glass, and tea. Gee, I wonder what happened with the tea. We already covered it, but Fort Sumter was fired upon on this day as part of the initialization of the Civil War. It was in Charleston Harbor in South Carolina. Still down there. You can go and visit it. In 1633, Chief Inquisitor Father Vincenzo Maculano da Firenzuola, appointed by Pope Urban VIII, begins the Inquisition of physicist and astronomer Galileo Galilei. Galileo was ordered to turn himself in to Holy Office to begin trial for holding the belief that the earth revolves around the sun, which was deemed heretical by the Catholic Church. Standard practice demanded that the accused be imprisoned and secluded during the trial. So, I don't know what to say, except sometimes religion is wrong. What else can I say? Science trumps religion on occasion, does it not? In 1908, a fire in Chelsea, Massachusetts leaves 12 dead, 85 missing and presumed dead, and more than 17,000 homeless on this day. The fire nearly spread to nearby Boston and its large Standard Oil refinery, but was stopped just in time. In 1864, during the American Civil War, Major General Nathan Bedford Forrest's Confederate raiders attacked the isolated Union garrison at Fort Pillow, Tennessee, overlooking the Mississippi River. The fort, an important part of the Confederate River defense system, was captured by federal forces in 1862. Of the 500-strong Union garrison defending the fort, more than half the soldiers were African Americans. 1945, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the longest-serving president in American history, dies of a cerebral hemorrhage 3 months into his fourth term as president. In 1961, aboard the spacecraft Vostok 1, Soviet cosmonaut Yuri Alekseyevich Gagarin becomes the first human being to travel into space. During the flight, the 27-year-old test pilot and industrial technician also became the first man to orbit the planet, a feat accomplished by his space capsule in 89 minutes. Vostok 1 orbited Earth at a maximum altitude of 187 miles and was guided entirely by an automatic control system. The only statement attributed to Gagarin during his 1 hour and 48 minutes in space was, quote, "Flight is proceeding normally. I am well," unquote. I had the opportunity, actually, to visit his hometown outside of Moscow, down in Kaluga. And there's a great little museum, all attributed to him and actually created by him, about space travel and space exploration. In 1981, the space shuttle Columbia is launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida, becoming the first reusable manned spacecraft to travel into space. Piloted by astronauts Robert L. Crippen and John W. Young, the Columbia overtook a 54-hour space flight in 36 minutes and 36 orbits before successfully touching down at California's Edwards Air Force Base on April 14th. 1914, the Mark Strand Theater opens to the public in New York City. And so it's the located in Broadway and 47th Street in the heart of Manhattan's theater district. The theater was the creation of Mitchell L. Mark, who began his motion picture career as a producer but later became an exhibitor. And that was when a quote-unquote palace, movie palace, was created. In 1954, Bill Haley and the Comets recorded "We're Gonna Rock Around the Clock." If rock and roll was social and cultural revolution, then "We're Gonna Rock Around the Clock" was its declaration of independence. And if Bill Haley was not exactly the revolution's Thomas Jefferson, it may be fair to call him its John Hancock. So yeah, that was pretty much the first rock and roll song that hit the pop charts. 1858, Salt Lake City offers an uneasy welcome to Alfred Cummings, its first non-Mormon governor, which signals the end of the so-called Utah War. And finally in sports, 1981, the New York Giants draft University of North Carolina linebacker Lawrence Taylor as their first-round pick and the second selection overall in the NFL draft. Taylor went on to revolutionize the linebacker position and revitalize the Giants football franchise. Still considered one of the top three, if not one of the number one defensive player in the history of the NFL, Lawrence says that J.J. Watt is going to overtake him in the very near future. But not yet. That is Today in History from History.com for April 12th, 2016. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Huntington in just a few minutes.
Personal Care.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hidean Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hidean Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hidean Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Back, you listen to Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingtonRadio.com. Time to look at some Hunterdon County news. We're just doing today in history, so I got something about our Revolutionary War history here from Sally Graziano of NJ.com. It published on the 12th. Says Revolutionary War era tavern next to Route 78 could be moved. So a tavern that served apple and corn whiskey during the American Revolution could again open again if Henry Bonnell has his way. Bonnell's tavern sat at the crossroads of the Revolution. The 1st Regiment of Minutemen in New Jersey formed there in 1775. Quote, "The more I read about the Revolution, the more I realize how much we need to save this," said Bonnell, standing in front of the building that his family has owned forever. His father spent 50 years maintaining this, Bonnell said during a recent visit to the Hunterdon County site, where Interstate 78's Exit 15 ramp meets Route 513. He's taken on this task, putting on a new roof in November. In the last 3 to 4 years, a light has finally gone on with me, Bonnell said. I can mow the grass, fix the roof, but to really save this building, it needs to be commercially viable. To that end, Bonnell has plans to renovate the structure into a tavern and restaurant. He has informal talks with officials in Union Township and Clinton since the property straddles the two municipalities, and he's hired an architect to draw up plans, which can be viewed on a new website, which is at BonnellTavern.com. That's B-O-N-N-E-L-L Tavern.com. Soon he'll be applying with Clinton for site plan approval, along with a host of variances. When Interstate 78 went in, it divided the tavern property and the structure originally built on the main road from Easton to New Brunswick. Now backs right up on the highway. Bonnell recalled living there in 1982 to 83 after graduating from Stevens Institute of Technology. I felt it shaking, he said. He'd like to pick the structure up from its foundation, move it further from the highway and closer to Route 173, and turn it so it faces toward Clinton. He's considering the possibility of putting a brewery or distillery in the basement. There's enough space for 48 parking spaces, he said. Moving it is not going to be the hard part, Bonnell said. What's going to help me is finding someone who's historically inclined. He's looking for somebody who can run the tavern and restaurant and someone who can help finance it. Leading a tour through the building, Bonnell spoke of its potential while acknowledging its current condition. Back in the 1950s, collectors gutted it, so it's really in sad shape, he said. An article about the tavern that ran in the 1930s mentioned the ancient handmade doorknobs and locks. It was like an invitation to looters, Bonnell said. He's happy they left behind the original trim and one fireplace surround, which he could model for the building's other fireplaces. Bonnell's Tavern was named among Hunterdon's most endangered historic structures in 2007. I have a friend in the New York Historical Society who says there's nothing of any historical interest left, Bonnell said, and I don't agree. Walking through the gutted rooms, he pointed out horsehair in the mud wall construction, the mortar and tenon joists held in place by pegs. The main part of the house is in phenomenal shape structurally, he said. His plan is to renovate the main part of the structure and tavern and replace the kitchen that's not worth saving. Porches would be added at the front and sides. Talking about the building, Bonnell gets caught up in the history of the place. The Provincial Congress of New Jersey ordered in August of 1775 that militias be formed, and tavern owner Abraham Bonnell and Colonel Charles Stewart came back and assembled the Minutemen here, Henry Bonnell said, glancing around the tavern. This history is a huge burden. I feel it, Bonnell said. My brother wants nothing to do with this, but I just feel the need to save it. It's kind of an emotional thing for me. So here you have the pleading of one man representing his family who has owned this historic landmark for quite some time. There are folks who say it's worth saving, and there's some that say it's not. It's interesting to juxtapose this, though, with the Sergeantsville Inn, which burned down not too long ago, and because it was viable, because it was being used on a daily basis, there was an outcry from the public to save it. Somehow, some way, when Bonnell's Tavern closed down in 78 came in, perhaps that was there and perhaps it was not, but regardless, it did not, the outcry from the public did not bestow it or keep it viable. And so now it sits and rots away and decomposes. So here, once again, we're trying to boost consumer and customer support. We're trying to bring community back in to understand where this fits in our history and whether we should be doing something about it. And so that's what Mr. Bonnell is trying to do. And so it'll be interesting to see if we can actually gain some traction and do something about it. Certainly we are desirable. We desire these types of places. We frequent them all the time in Hunterdon County. So the question is there somebody out there or some group out there that wishes to do it? Mr. Bonnell, you're going to have to put together a little group to do some fundraising. In today's day and age, the 21st century, that is entirely possible. You're just going to have to work harder than just putting it in the newspaper. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to do the news, we're going to do the weather, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Donald Trump and Ted Cruz exchange insults over Cruz's upset delegate victory in two states. USA Radio's Joe Gomez.
GOP frontrunner Donald Trump continues to rail against the primary process after Senator Ted Cruz comes out on top in delegates in Colorado and Louisiana.
I end up winning Louisiana. And then when everything is done, I find out I get less delegates than this guy that got his kicked, okay? Give me a break.
Donald, it ain't stealing when the voters vote against you. It is the voters reclaiming this country and reclaiming sanity.
Cruz responded to Trump's comments at a rally in San Diego.
More demonstrations expected today after police arrest over 400 people during a protest in front of the U.S. Capitol building yesterday. They demand Congress stop being corrupted by big money and ensure free and fair elections. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
A Navy SEAL who died in Afghanistan being honored with a memorial bridge in San Juan County. Jason Workman lived in Blanding, and his mother, Betty, says his love of southern Utah meant he always returned home.
He loved that southern part of the state, and he would always take his wife and his little boy when they came home down to those areas.
State officials recently renaming a bridge after him. A member of SEAL Team 6, Workman died in 2011 when his helicopter was shot down by the Taliban. John Kasich is confident, looking forward to what he says will be a strong showing in next week's New York primary. In a CNN town hall event with his family, the Ohio governor saying his campaign is gaining strength. Rival Donald Trump's got a strong lead in the home state, but Kasich is second in many polls, has notched one win in the primary season so far, but he's not ready to bow out. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
I'm Russ Jones, USA Radio News Director. My team and I are passionate about bringing you the best news product you can find on the radio. While we aren't biased, we are unabashedly American. With news bureaus across the nation and even Israel, we deliver news and sports 24 hours a day. If you miss the news at the top of the hour, make sure you check us out on the web at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com.
ISIS is getting less and less support from young Arabs. A new survey of Arab teenagers and young adults finds that they overwhelmingly reject the terrorist group that controls stretches of Syria and Iraq. The 2016 Arab Youth Survey released today polled young Arabs in 16 countries. It shows that nearly 80% say there's no way they'd support ISIS, even if it renounces its brutal tactics. There's a big jump from surveys a year ago where about 60% of young Arabs said that they did support ISIS. Well, cigarette smokers could have a harder time finding a job. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero explains.
Well, that's according to a study published in JAMA Internal Medicine, which suggests that smokers tend to stay unemployed longer than non-smokers. The study also found that smokers earn a lot less once they are hired. The results show that smokers earned an average of $5 less per hour. A spokesperson said that the study did not look into the reasons for the greater unemployment rate among smokers. I'm Anthony Lucero.
Some 40,000 Verizon workers could go on strike tomorrow if no labor agreement is reached. Members of the Communication Workers of America could strike if the union and management can't come to an agreement. The negotiations center mostly on working conditions and plans to outsource jobs. The technicians and customer service employees have been working without a contract since August. Verizon says if there is a strike, it is fully prepared to serve its customers. This is USA Radio News.
Time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. 100% chance of rain today. Today is August 12, 2016. Showers this morning, then partly sunny with a chance of showers this afternoon. High in the upper 50s. West winds around 10 miles an hour. Becoming northwest in the afternoon. Chance of rain 100%. Mostly clear, patchy frost after midnight. Cooler with lows in the lower 30s. North winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunny and patchy frost in the morning. Tomorrow, highs in the upper 50s. North winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunny highs around 60 on Thursday. On Friday, sunny highs in the upper 60s. Same thing for Saturday, 16th. Highs in the upper 60s. And sunny and highs in the lower 70s on Sunday, the 17th. That is Good Morning Hunter, and that's Hunter Chamber Radio weather. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio Sports Scores and Counter for our five regional high schools. Let's see how everybody did over the weekend. Del Valle looks like it did really well. Everything on the board is a win. A baseball, a win over South Hunterdon, 8-0. A win over Ridge in softball, 9-2. 13-6 is the score. Boys lacrosse over Oratory. 11-7 win over Jefferson and girls lacrosse, and 190-237 boys golf against Rutgers Prep. All wins for Delaware Valley. Congratulations. On to Central. 5-0 victory over Phillipsburg at boys tennis. A 3-0 shutout against Montgomery in baseball. 7-6 sweep of Montgomery in softball. 19-14 win over Hopewell Valley in girls lacrosse. 1-0 squeaker over Lodi Immaculate in softball yesterday. And in volleyball, a 2-0 victory over Hopewell Valley in boys volleyball. So far, everything's been a win. All right, North Hunterdon, boys tennis over Warren Hills, 5-0. The first loss of the day, 4-3 loss to Bridgewater Raritan in baseball. 7-6 win, though, in softball. So a split between North Hunterdon and Bridgewater Raritan. 20-8, Mount Morristown takes it in girls lacrosse. 4-1 victory over Somerville in boys tennis yesterday. A 5-4 loss to Montgomery in baseball. And a 3-1 loss to Montgomery in softball. South Hunterdon, we already heard that they lost 8-0 to Delaware Valley in baseball. 4-3 loss to Boundbrook in baseball yesterday. And a 4-1 loss to Mount St. Mary in softball. We round out the day with Voorhees, find out what they're doing. 11-0 loss to Ridge in baseball on the 8th, 4-3 victory over Pingree in softball, and a 4-2 loss to Easton PA in baseball. So there we have the entire set of scores from the weekend. Here is the calendar for the next couple of days. Pending weather, we have baseball today. South Hunterdon will be at Belvedere, Voorhees will be at Warren Hills, and Rutgers Prep will be at Del Valle. Westfield will be at Central. Those are all baseball, and they all are 3:45 to 4:15. golf match today at 3 o'clock. Phillipsburg is at North Hunterdon at Beaverbrook Country Club. Voorhees will be at Hillsboro. That's at Roycebrook. And Watchung Hills will be at Central, and that happens at Copper Hill. More golf. Del Valle is at Pingree at Twin Brooks Country Club. South Hunterdon is at Gil St. Bernard's at Fox Hollow. Central's at Phillipsburg at Architects for girls golf. And that covers that. Lacrosse. Voorhees will be at Oratory Catholic at 4. Cranford travels to Del Valle for boys lacrosse at 4:30. The Rutgers Prep Voorhees lacrosse, girls lacrosse, is canceled, postponed. Watchung Hills will be at Central for girls lacrosse today at 5:30. Delaware Valley will be at North Hunterdon at 6:30. Belvedere travels to Voorhees for a softball game at 3:45, along with Del Valle at Pingree. The South Hunterdon Manville track meet has been canceled. There's more spring track. North Hunterdon, Hunterdon Central will be at Phillipsburg at 3:45. Tennis at 3:45. Bound Brooks at Voorhees happens at 3:45, along with Hunterdon Central at Pingree. More track and field. Pingree's at Voorhees. Delaware Valley's at Warren Hills. Central and North Hunterdon at Phillipsburg. Boys track and field, Delaware Valley and Warren Hills at Somerville. Pingree is at Voorhees. Delaware Valley's at Somerville. Central is at North Hunterdon at Phillipsburg. And Delaware Valley, Warren Hills at Somerville. And Central at and Kingsway Regional at East Brunswick. That's for volleyball. That's all today. For tomorrow, we'll just be able to get through tomorrow. So baseball tomorrow, we have Central at North Hunterdon at 3:45, Delaware Valley at Immaculata, Pingree at Central for golf. That's at Copper Hill. Lacrosse, we have Central at Watchung Hills at 4, and the South Hunterdon Manville softball game has been postponed, changed to the 14th. North Hunterdon will be at Central for softball tomorrow. Spring track varsity meet, South Hunterdon Regional and Gil St. Bernard's at Manville. Bound Brick, Gil St. Bernard's, and South Hunterdon will be at Manville, all at 3:45. Tennis tomorrow, Phillipsburg is at North Hunterdon. Hunterdon Central is at Ridge. And Central and Central will be at West Windsor Plainsboro North for volleyball. That is Hunterdon Chamber Radio Sports scores and calendar for our 5 regional high schools. Please support our local athletes. They love playing for a crowd. They do it because they love their sport. Let's see what else is going on that we want to cover. Plenty of other information and sports and subject matter. One of them, from a scholastic point of view, leadership moves at the Flemington Raritan School spark a concern. So there's a big shakeup going on, I guess, over at the school district. Sally Graziano reports that concerns about teacher morale and stress levels in the Flemington Raritan School District dominated comments made by the public during the district school board's meeting on Monday night. They were in reaction to a decision made at the March 21st board meeting to move administrators among the district schools. Karen Gabrick, principal of Robert Hunter School, is shifting to Barley Sheaf School to replace retiring principal Dr. Kathleen Sachorski. Principal at Redding Fleming Intermediate School is moving to Robert Hunter. A final piece of the puzzle fell into place on Monday night when Anthony DeMarco was hired as principal at Redding Fleming Intermediate School. Superintendent Dr. Mary Rose Caulfield has said the shifts will benefit the district as a whole. Several parents and current and former teachers said whatever the intent, the result is discouraging. The upheaval is creating an environment where leaders are feeling less supported, said teacher Becky Witt, who's the Fleming Raritan Teachers, and principals are people, and we're affected by the climate that surrounds us. Patty Force, who retired from teaching students with multiple disabilities in the district, said she's concerned about the number of staff members out on sick leave. An old-fashioned paper and pencil anonymous survey of all your staff might be quite useful. These moves are all ill thought out, said Elena Korn, who has two sons in Robert Hunter schools. Robert Hunter will have three principals in 4 years. Teachers are stressed out, and so are the students. Sue Mitchell-Tree, who had applied unsuccessfully to fill a Raritan Township vacancy on the board, said she's become more and more concerned about the operations within the school district in recent months and hopes she could influence the situation by serving on the board. I can't sit quietly and watch a lighthouse district start to go dark, she said. She questioned Superintendent Caulfield's methods, then told the board, you're disrupting the efficient operations of four buildings. The board did not respond to the comments, and after the meeting, Dr. Caulfield declined to address the points raised. The meeting began with the announcement that Dr. Dennis Copeland will fill the vacant Raritan Township seat on the board. Immediately after that, the board officially accepted the resignation of school board member Alan Brewer of Flemington, who is now sitting on the Flemington Borough Council. Copper Hill school teachers were in heavy attendance and presented a showcase of their efforts to the board. Each school in the district has shared similar presentations with the board, and Monday night's presentation included slides and videos of various student activities, from Survivor, the obstacle course, to make commercials for products they wish existed. In character education, students are using the book, Have You Filled a Bucket Today?, an inspiration bucket filters support others, said school counselor Ellen Goodfellow. In brainstorming ways to be a bucket filler, the staff came up with be shirts, be creative, be yourself, and the like. And on Monday night, one side of the auditorium was filled with teachers wearing their green be shirts. One student had asked that a special shirt be created for a teacher battling cancer, said Goodfellow, and the staff created a pink and white shirt that read Be Unstoppable. References to bucket fillers came back later in the meeting when someone critical of the administration move suggested that the superintendent and board members may have missed out on some bucket filler lessons. Well, I'm kind of caught on this one because I understand that people are taxpayers and they ultimately are the people who pay and fund this organization, the school boards. At the same time, you have to take into consideration that the administration, the superintendent, and the Board of Education are all there to decide the best for the students. So sometimes disruption is the right choice. And it's really hard to take this situation and compare it to what everybody else experiences on a daily basis in their own work lives. We have disruptions like this all the time in our school, in our workplaces. Why should a school district be shielded from it? And yet, that's the exact same question. People would say, why would you disrupt a school district where we need to have consistency and we need to have support and we need to have a setting that we can rely upon so learning can thrive? But sometimes you need to shake it up. And I don't know which one is the right answer. Sometimes people are concerned just because it's change. So it would be nice if the superintendent provided rationale for the moves. But that might not satisfy everybody, of course. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property, can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamber.com. You know, I had said there was other sporting articles here. And, when I was looking for scholastic ones, here's one that I completely missed. Basketball game raises $2,000 for Hunterdon Recovery Center. Sally Graziano reports a police support recovery event on Thursday raised $2,000 for the Hunterdon Recovery Center in Flemington. It will be used to provide alternative healthy resources and activities for people in recovery from addiction. The basketball game for community members, law enforcement officers, and recovering addicts was held at Hunterdon Central's Fieldhouse. Quote, "It was amazing," said Amanda, a recovering addict who helps run the recovery center. "I hope it really helps the community see that it's okay to ask for help and not be afraid to dial 911 when there's an overdose." "The event was such a success, we plan to do it annually," she said. "Spreading word about the recovery center is critical," Amanda said. "We are in such an epidemic. This is so important to me and the community." And that goes hand in hand with the fact that there is other ways to get rid of drugs that will avoid or help mitigate the situation. You may or may not be aware that this is a big thing in the teen world, where they go in and grab prescription medications from your medicine cabinet. So you as a parent, you as a grandparent, you might have a lot of medicine in there, expired medicine, medicine that you're not using anymore. Go in there, clean it out, because when the teens go in there, they might not take the entire bottle, but they might be plucking the pills, and they'll look for the ones that are in the back that you aren't using anymore. So Emily Cummins reports on NJ.com that got drugs, drop off unwanted medications with Clinton Township Police. So people can safely and anonymously dispose of unwanted medications Saturday as the Clinton Township Police Department takes part in Operation Take Back New Jersey, and police announced in a press release on Thursday. from 10 a.m. to 2 on Saturday, April 30th, anyone can drop off unused, unwanted, or expired drugs, medications at the Clinton Township Public Safety Building located at 1370 Route 31 North. The department is among many of the states taking part in the program, sponsored in the federal level by the Drug Enforcement Administration. The program is anonymous, and no questions or requests for identification will be made of those disposing of medications. Medication may be deposited freely and independently using a direct disposal box. Medication can be disposed of either in its original container or by removing the drug from its container and dropping it directly in the disposal box. Anyone wishing to put the container in the box are urged to remove the prescription label if it contains any personal identifying information. Liquids such as cough medicine should remain tightly sealed in their original container, while syringes and other sharp instruments will not be accepted. So please go and check that out. There's always a tendency, right? You go to the doctor, you get the prescription, you take it, you feel better, you don't finish it, and you have it sitting there. And the thought in your mind is, I might need it again, especially if there's a relapse. Or I might need to know the prescription because I might need to refer to it when I speak to my doctor again if I have a relapse. Just take a picture. You have a smartphone, take a picture, and then you have it and get rid of the medicine, because the medicine is a hotbed for teenagers to go and grab. And they have these parties where they actually put all this in the middle of in a bowl, in the middle of a table, and they mix them. And it's the gateway to other recreational and eventually other drugs. So please, do yourself a favor and avoid the embarrassment and the tragedy of having something like this happen in your family. Last but not least, with the change in the world of the Flemington Borough Council and the bid, the Jazz Fest moves from Flemington and other events are uncertain, and that's unfortunate. Sally Graziano reports that the Central Jersey Jazz Festival is moving its Flemington concert to the county's Deer Path Park in Remington in this year. Mayor Phil Greiner called the move a big loss to the borough. Our Main Street restaurants have consistently told us these large events are important to their business, Greiner said on Friday. They called for Music on the Main to stay in Main Street. That Music on Main series is now uncertain, he said, along with the Thursday Night Lights series. Virtually all the events are up in the air at this point, except for the car shows, which are under the direction of Ron Van Horn, Greiner said. At the root of the issue is the council's de-designation of the bid. A lot of things have been affected by the de-designation, Greiner said, and we've not been able to move forward with the branding proposal, he said. In October, consultant Roger Brooks proposed a vision for the borough's future to set it apart from other towns and attract visitors. That concept is healthy, creating a playful living on Flemington Fresh. Also, we've taken collecting money from businesses in the district, and they haven't been getting anything for that investment, Greiner said. A new Flemington Community Partnership is forming and is in the process of developing a budget to be approved as early as June. And long-term goals include branching out of events, focused planning, looking to Jack Cust's redevelopment plan for the Union Hotel area as a way to bring in businesses, and researching ways to implement Brooks' branding strategy. In the meantime, no decision has yet been made about what happens to the estimated $156,000 remaining in the 2015 surplus and revenue of the old bids account. The old bid still has 8 board members, enough for a quorum, and they met on Wednesday night, Greiner said. The topic of returning the funds was discussed, but no decision was reached, Greiner said. The borough feels the money should be returned to the borough, but the bid feels it wants to continue offering events. We've been trying to figure out a way we can all work together, said Rosanna DiMarzio, who sits on the bid's executive board.